Councillor Michael Clark, we had the discussion this morning about the holding of a plebiscite to change the name of Inniscrown, and you suggested that the setting a date for the plebiscite be deferred for 1 month. Just tell me why you made that proposal and what you hope will come out of that.
Well, we were very, very disappointed with the report given by Ms Clark this morning that the date couldn't be set because they hadn't received the information on the legislation surrounding it to date, and neither had they prepared the voting register for to carry out the register that has to be adopted by the council before the date can be set. So I have called for John Morden to have that done by the next meeting so that we can and to have the information got from central government in relation to the plebiscite so that we can set a date at the next meeting. And motions can't be brought in and out. We wouldn't be able to get that motion on the next month's agenda unless we deferred it.
Now, I know you used the term that you would press hard for a date to be set at the next meeting. Do you think the date can be set at the next meeting?
I think the date has to be set at the because it can't be let go on for another year. I mean, this council falls on the 24th of May, we're out of action after that, and we have to have that date in place before the 24th of May because we're looking at another tourist system gone, and the name of Inniscrown that for Google purposes and tourist purposes has to be updated and given the proper name so it can carry on for this season. It has to be done for this season. It can't go on and on and on as it has been going on.
That's perfect.